And I sold the house.
But that it was the same house. But a lot of that was added on to it after your mother and father lived there a while.
No, it was built on there. Only thing they did is change the porch. That's all they did, just changed up the porch. The house was just like it was originally built in 1898.
But I thought they did something to it. The room where you lit, where the folks would stay, most of the family would gather most of the time, what'd you call that?
Parlor.
Parlor.
Parlor?
They call them parlors.
Parlors in the sitting room.
P-A-R-L-O-R.
I see.
Now, they either usually call them a den.
And they had an arch between the living room and the dining room. And when I married, came over here, they had green velvet curtains.
They had curtains hanging down between the dining room and the living room.
The living room, that was the parlor?
That was the parlor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they're fixing the meal, they close them. When the meal was ready, they'd open the curtain.
The only music you'd have would be a phonograph. You crank it with a spring.
Well, with great big horns, you know, with the little round records.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You can't go see what. That boy don't know anything about anything like
no,
that.
No, I know what.
He like my grandson. He can't understand how we got along without radio and television.
Yeah.
He says, how'd y'all get along? You didn't have any radio and you didn't have any television.
I think Joe Nolan is. He won't know much about Joe did.
Yeah, I was sure brought up in that age. That's for sure. Well, did you have a room where the room where you cook in?
Mm-hmm, that's separate. That's a kitchen.
I see. You said it was separate from the house.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get out to the kitchen?
A little porch, closed porch between the main house and the kitchen.
And you mentioned you had a room, kind of a thing running down the center of the house.
Mm-hmm. That's a hall right down the center of the house.
Yeah.
The rooms on both sides of it, and the rooms up overhead.
And after you got about as far as from that door to there, the hall got narrow. And then there was a door.
The front hall was about 14 feet wide.
And a door at the end of the hall where you stepped off in another little hall and it went this way. And out of that little hall you went into the kitchen.
Yeah. Call that hall a breeze.
Back in the olden days, the kitchens were usually a one-room house that was built just maybe anywhere from 2 to 6 feet away from the main house. It would have a little walkway, a covered walkway, and closed on the sides would be closed. It would just be a hall that you go right down through it to the kitchen.
Some of them weren't even closed. Yours was, but some of them weren't even closed.
Mm-hmm.
I know my Uncle John in Holly Springs.
And you didn't have any water wax then. You had to carry your water and had to bring your water in buckets.
Yes. Now, did you have a room where your mother might keep things that she would preserve or she might keep?
Pantry?
Yeah. I see. Okay.
And people that lived in the country cured their own meat. We had a smokehouse.
Yeah.
We butchered our own hogs, made our own sausage.
Any room in the house that you might store a lot of things, you know, maybe you might be ready to throw away but never did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Gosh, I got that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got that. I've got a box over to store right now full of magazines that my mother has saved. Some of them are dated back to 1910, 1913. I've never had a chance yet to go through them.